in December of 2014, December 19th, a federal district judge put the wolves back on the endangered species list after the Fish and Wildlife Service had delisted them in 2011. This federal district judge in 2014 disagreed with that delisting and then also relied a lot on how we managed or didn't manage our wolf population, how we didn't leave them alone to let their biodiversity continue to increase. Instead, we had these massive wolf hunts. So Judge Burl Howell put them back on the list. And then this appeal was done by the Fish and Wildlife Service, and the courts today, a judge panel, agreed with the judge's decision to keep the wolves listed on the endangered species list, and we are very pleased about that decision today.
And so really what happened was the 2014 court case, that essentially shut down Minnesota's wolf hunt, right? And this was an appeal, and if this case would have gone the other way, presumably the wolf hunt...
We wouldn't have any wolves right now. You know, people need to understand that these wolf counts, these numbers that the Department of Natural Resources throws out are we can get into that another day, but they've never been confirmed in reality, and we know that our wolves need genetic diversity. We don't know how much. We don't know what we have. We know nothing, and we're really happy for the future of the species and future generations of Minnesotans that the three-judge court panel decided that they affirmed the decision of the district judge back in 2014 to keep the wolves protected.
And I suppose presumably the Fish and Wildlife Service could appeal this to the United States Supreme Court. Do we have any indication of that?
Oh, I have no idea.
Premature, probably.
I think that the Fish and Wildlife Service didn't ever want the wolves listed because I think the wolves have had basically... A hard row even to get listed, and people don't understand that the people fighting now, including the top scientists, some of them, one in particular, opposed the listing originally for the wolf and wanted hunts even back then. And the reality is we have to learn to all, you know, coexist and let the wolves just leave them alone and avoid conflicts. And we now have funding for non-lethal methods by our Department of Agriculture for farmers in Minnesota who wish to pursue and get reimbursed for non-lethal ways of preventing conflict. So this is really wonderful, and we feel like we could come together as a state at the state level and the federal government level to just keep the funding for the farmers for reimbursement, but also get, now we have funding with matching federal dollars available for non-lethal methods funding. So this is what we would like to see more of in our state. And we think that the wolf is very important for our ecology, for our trees, really, for water, and that in addition to just being a valuable species in and of themselves.